You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Can we think of the Earth itself as a living entity?
Cells are alive. A leaf is alive. A tree is alive. So is a forest a living thing? Is the whole planet alive?
I think we can think of Earth as a genuine living entity in a meaningful sense and in a scientific sense.
This week on Unexplainable, the Gaia Hypothesis. Follow Unexplainable for new episodes every Wednesday.
I grew up in Jamaica, Queens. My mother was a stay-at-home mom, and my father was a custodian.
This is New York City detective John Riley. When he was 6 years old, he was playing in the street with friends and was hit by a car. The ambulance wasn't coming fast enough, and so police officers put John on a board, put him in the back seat of a police car, and took him to the hospital. And they saved you.
Yeah, the car was going 70 miles an hour when it hit me.
John says from that moment, he knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to become a police officer. But he didn't just want to be any kind of police officer. He wanted to be a very specific type.
I just like horses and the idea of riding around in the city on a horse. They're like a pretty animal. It's probably corny.
John said he worked as a patrol officer for 5 years before he could be considered. Then there were a number of tests he had to pass. And he needed to show an active interest in horses. Because this horse wouldn't just be something he rode around on. It'd be considered his partner.
Tell me about the day that they finally said, "Okay, John, you're a mounted officer." Were you excited?
I said, "Wow, this is great." And then a lot of guys are jealous of you. You hear them make comments.
What if you get assigned to a horse and the horse doesn't like you?
I've seen that.
What does that look like?
It looks like a bad relationship.
So it really is a relationship that you create with a horse.
Well, if you look at a horse, he has the same attitude as the rider. So if you got a nasty horse, you got a nasty rider.
John had been a mounted officer for a long time, with many good horses. And then he met Trooper. Part Belgian, part quarter horse. And John knew right away that Trooper was going to be different. I'm Phoebe Judge. This is Criminal.
We were training in Central Park, and the trainer says, "All right, canter up that hill." So I'm cantering. And as soon as Trooper got to the crosswalk, he bucks. I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be rough."
And you just held on.
Yeah.
Like a rodeo.
Yeah. And he would knock your vest up and hit your helmet over.
Did he ever stop bucking?
No.
He always
bucks at least once or twice.
John wasn't fazed. He saw it as the sign of a good horse with a good spirit. He says that a relationship with a horse is like any good relationship. Some give, some take. Trooper and John started their days together early at the NYPD stables. John says he'd walk in and say, "What are you doing over there?" The horse would watch his every move.
Because he knew I was getting his cocktail drink I make of him in the morning.
What was the drink?
I used to give him his vitamins and he used to get joint medicine, glucomine, whatever. And I used to put it in a Dunkin' Donuts cup, the plastic one, and put in molasses and get hot water, shake it up. And be like, if you weren't fast enough, you'd start kicking the wall.
John would groom Trooper. Then they'd tack up and head to a fruit and vegetable cart on 60th Street, the same one every day.
We used to get him a couple of apples for later. We put it in the bag. I had a big saddle bag. I used to put all his stuff in there, and my lunch on the other side. So he would go straight there every morning.
So he knew the route. He knew the way.
Oh yeah. If you changed the route, he got mad.
Next, John and Trooper would make their way to Central Park. So you'd get to the park, and what would you do when you got to the park?
Well, Trooper liked to eat some grass.
They were there Sunday through Thursday, 6 hours a day, even in the pouring rain, for 10 years. They were the only mounted team in Central Park. John and Trooper had a routine. They would start on 86th Street and work their way down, always making a pass through the zoo. John says a lot of what he did was yell at people on bicycles to slow down. He says Trooper could spot a double-parked car. He would walk over to the car, John would write the ticket, and when Trooper heard John rip the ticket from the book, he'd step forward so John could easily reach the windshield. He says that when he went on vacation and another rider was assigned to Trooper, the horse would pretend to be injured.
And they had to bring him back.
He wouldn't go with anyone else.
He would be dragging his leg, and then they'd have to get the doctor. And then when I came back from vacation...
Trooper's leg would be miraculously cured. Trooper and John would eat lunch at the same place every day.
And he'd go right there, we stop, I tie him up, I go eat lunch. After I eat lunch, half hour, he would give me a half hour break. And then I had to give him his apples.
They'd spend all day like this, walking around Central Park.
He was a very clean horse. He would always use the same spot.
To go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Really?
Even like when he was on patrol, he couldn't go to the bathroom where he worked. When he wanted to go, he let you know. He had to walk down the block.
So no one would see him going to the bathroom on patrol?
Oh, yeah. I told everybody he had a mirror. He liked looking at himself.
Trooper seems like quite a fellow.
He didn't let anybody talk to me. You could talk to him, but if you want to talk to me, he wouldn't let you.
What would he do?
If I was on him, he would spin, push you out of the way. If I was on the ground, he would push you out of the way. You could talk to him, not me. He was very possessive. You know, you see all the movie stars and they like you.
What, you really? There'd be movie stars?
Yeah.
Who, do you remember any movie star?
I saw Liam Neeson, Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And they'd say hi.
Yeah, Frasier used to eat the same restaurant that, what was his name, Kelsey Grammer, that we used to have lunch.
At the end of each day, they'd make one last stop at the bottom of the park to visit with people. John carried treats, so people in Columbus Circle could feed them to Trooper. He says sometimes before going home, Trooper would just stop and look up at the sun. He liked to take a minute before going back to the station.
Yeah, collect himself.
One day, John's supervisor called him into his office. John's birthday was coming up. And when you turn 63, you have to retire from the NYPD.
My boss said that you have less tomorrows than yesterday.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, right?
Would you think about that when you would go out, you know, you had a month left, 2 months left, every time you'd get up on Trooper and head out, would you be thinking, oh boy, I don't want this to end?
Yeah, I was trying to, like, distance myself from Trooper because I know it'd be kind of hard when we had to go.
How did you start distancing yourself from him?
I spend less time with him.
Do you think he knew that you both were coming to the end?
Oh, yeah, he knew.
In February of 2019, John retired. The department had a ceremony for him and Trooper on John's last day.
The last day was the hardest.
Did you ride Trooper on your last day of work?
Yeah, well, I got to ride him around the block. And I was supposed to turn around, but I kept going.
You kept going around?
We went around the block. Everybody's like, where's he going?
You didn't want to get off of him?
No, he knew.
John Riley's last day of work was also Trooper's. Both retired. John Riley after 34 years on the job, and Trooper after 15.
Will you kind of describe what these pictures are?
This is the last day I wrote them. Let's see. That's me. You see, I'm sad starting off.
This is the last day.
Yeah.
You think you look sad? You do look a little sad.
This is the last time I'm taking them out. That's my two kids with me.
Did your two kids get to know Trooper?
Yes. They liked him too.
John says retirement is going okay. He doesn't think he's so good with people. He didn't want to stop working. And he says if he could have it his way, he'd still be spending every day with Trooper, out in the sun.
Where is Trooper now?
He's up in Massachusetts.
Where, do you know, have you seen him?
I have some pictures of him.
You haven't been to see him yet?
No.
Will you go to see him?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he'll arrive and he'll start huffing and puffing? You think he'll know you're there?
Yeah, not right off. Yeah, he'll be curious, and then he'll like, all right, he'll start looking for his jelly beans.
He likes jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
What's his favorite type of jelly bean?
Black jelly beans. I used to get the licorice candy for him. He liked that.
We first spoke with John in May of 2019. He'd only been retired for a few months and said he wasn't ready to see Trooper yet. It seemed too new, too hard.
I'm trying to get the nerve to go. That's my best horse.
We'll be right back. Support for Criminal comes from Ritual. Ritual's Essential for Women is a multivitamin with an ingredients label you can trust. Ritual uses a delayed-release design in their capsules. That means your body absorbs what it needs when it needs it. That also makes it easy on your stomach, and you don't even need to take it with food. And while some vitamins smell terrible, Ritual puts a peppermint oil-infused tab in each bottle that keeps each bottle smelling fresh. Ritual's Essential for Women works to support your brain, bones, and red blood cells, and it's USP verified, meaning the ingredients label matches exactly what's inside, so you know what you're putting in your body. I've been taking Ritual every day for a few months now. My favorite things about it are that it doesn't smell or taste like other vitamins, and that it has omega-3 DHA and vitamin D3. Ritual's Essential for Women 18+ is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/criminal. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18+ to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/criminal for 25% off. Support for Criminal comes from Seed Health. I've been taking their probiotic, which is actually both a probiotic and a prebiotic, so they call it a symbiotic, every day for months now. Their DSO1 daily symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 small capsules a day. Developed in collaboration with a scientific board guided by the latest in probiotic research, Seed's daily supplement offers a slow but steady approach to restoring a healthy gut microbiome. No miracles required. Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 daily symbiotic. Go to seed.com/criminal and use code 25criminal to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 daily symbiotic at seed.com/criminal. Code 25criminal.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for John.
It's me.
John, it's Phoebe Judge calling. Thanks so much for talking.
We called John back at the beginning of the pandemic. He'd been retired for just over a year. He said he was feeling a little claustrophobic. Still didn't like being retired.
It was like a lot of anxiety in the beginning. And now it's like you used to know there's no more rushing around.
He hadn't visited Trooper. He said he was still trying to work up the courage.
I haven't gone back to Central Park yet either. On my own. I was going to go do the walk that we used to take by myself.
You haven't been to Central Park in a year.
Yeah. Yeah, I bought all these jelly beans for him. But I started eating them now.
You better get up there sooner, they'll be gone.
He likes Mary Jane's, too.
Really? That old-fashioned candy?
Yeah. But you have to have it open before you get there. Because, he's impatient. He'll eat the paper and everything. He's probably a big fat guy now. He probably ate all the grass up there.
He told us that when he imagined what it would be like when he visited, he imagined Trooper out in a field.
I bet he'll come running to you once he hears you call for him.
He might. He likes to play hard to get sometimes. He'll make you walk all the way out there to him and put the lead line on him.
And then I'll let you pet him.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to probably groom him up a little. Maybe I'll brush him and take care, look at his tail, see how his tail is.
We called again this week.
Hello?
John?
Yes. Hi. I know it's you from North Carolina.
That's me. It's Phoebe. Hello, how are you?
How you doing? I'm good. It's good.
He said he still hasn't gone.
No. I get dreams of him. We were patrolling last night.
You had a dream about him last night?
Yeah.
He said he'd been thinking about songs he used to sing to Trooper. Tom Jones songs.
Well, he used to like Fall in Love. We used to sing that in the tunnels. And everybody used to run out because I had a bad voice.
But that was his favorite.
And he liked Engelbert Humperdinck. And he liked George Strait. I used to sing on going up Central Park West.
Do you think there's any part of you, and I know that COVID's been there, so it's been difficult, but do you think there's any part of you that's maybe a little scared to go and see Trooper? Because how you've gotten a little older, or maybe he has, or that it will make you sad?
Yeah. I don't want to make him sad when I leave to go home again. He probably will ignore me because I left him there.
He didn't think you gave him up?
Yeah, I dumped him.
It can be hard. I sometimes look on my iPhone and it shows me a picture of something and I didn't know it was going to pop up and it popped up and I get sad about it. And, you know, it can be hard to look back. It can make you miss things more.
Yeah. Well, if I go up there, then I'll probably go up there a lot after that. It's just breaking the ice.
You don't feel like you're ready to break the ice yet?
Yeah.
Well, even though you haven't been to see him, it sounds like you're still thinking about him and he's popping up an awful lot for you.
It's weird, right?
I think it sounds really normal. I think it probably means that you still miss him.
Oh, yeah.
Criminal is created by Lauren Spohr and me. Nadia Wilson is our senior producer. Katie Bishop is our supervising producer. Our producers are Susanna Robertson, Jackie Sojico, and Libby Foster. Our technical director is Rob Byers. Engineering by Russ Henry. Julian Alexander makes original illustrations for each episode of Criminal. You can see them at thisiscriminal.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Criminal Show, and Instagram at criminal_podcast. Criminal is recorded at North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We're part of the Vox Media Podcast Network. Discover more great shows at podcast.voxmedia.com. I'm Phoebe Judge. This is Criminal.
I heard he likes port. He likes to have port at night.
What is it?
Before he goes to bed. Porto. He likes some Porto wine before he goes to bed.
Really?
No, I'm just joking.
Well, now that he's retired, I mean, let a man do whatever he wants, I guess.